It is Thursday, February the 8th, 2018, and you are listening to I Am Orlandis, the podcast with your host, Orlandis Dawson. Let's jump right in this, guys. Today, there was a bombshell interview. Quincy Jones, mega producer, huge producer who's worked with everyone in the business, who's been in the game for ages, for years. Actually, he started when he was like 19. The guy's 85 now, so he's been in the music business and the entertainment business for 60 years, 60 plus years. Quincy Jones did an interview on Vulture.com, and this guy dropped the bomb. I mean, he dropped some bombshells on everybody from Stevie Wonder not being blind, Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles not being blind like you think they are, to Michael Jackson still in music, to Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye, Marlon Brando. I mean, Ivanka Trump said he dated her. I mean, all kinds of things. And the crazy thing is, in this interview, he is so candid and his answers come so easily and just so without pause and without thinking. I believe the guy. So let's get into it. I can't give you the whole interview, but I'll give you highlights. But I urge you to go to vulture.com, Google it, look up Quincy Jones interview. It's a two-part interview, and read this guy's interview. It is hilarious. It will change your view of the world, literally, because it changed mine. The first thing, and really, it's something that I've talked about for years. People who know me know that I talk about Stevie Wonder not being blind, know that I had my doubts about Ray Charles even being blind, and Quincy Jones confirmed that. Now, with Stevie Wonder and both Ray Charles, who's passed away now, Stevie's still alive, but we've seen videos of little kids and adults getting corneal transplants, you know, and so we know that medical science has achieved the ability to make a blind man see. Stevie Wonder has money. Stevie Wonder is rich. He's been rich for a very long time. He still gets paid royalties and money from all the work and all the music that he's done. To think that he does not have access to this technology would be naive. But to think that there would be a reason why he's still playing the blind guy, because that's the guy that he... that you grew up loving. That's the guy that you know. You know Stevie Wonder, the blind wonder musician. His whole name, Stevie Wonder, was because of his blindness and the fact that he could play. Now, he did start out, I do believe that he was blind when he was a kid. I do believe that the guy could not see. But I do not believe now that he is still blind. Case in point, I want you to Google this or YouTube. Stevie Wonder catching a microphone. There was a performance when a lot of artists were together. I think it was at a president's tribute performance. And Paul McCartney is walking off stage while the artists are singing, including Stevie Wonder. And Paul McCartney knocks over a microphone. And without pause, without missing a beat in the song, Stevie Wonder catches the microphone like if he could see it falling. He's not blind. He's just not blind. And then you have people talk about Stevie Wonder on stage. Backstage, he'll walk right up to him without assistance, and he'll say, okay, now lead me to a piano. And it's like, one guy said he thought, why do I have to lead you to a piano? You found me by yourself. But leading him to the piano is walking with him on stage, still giving that effect that he's blind and he needs assistance. Ray Charles, Quincy Jones says that Ray Charles, a guy could do things that no other blind man could do. Like he could walk to a store by himself without assistance, without bumping or feeling his way around, go shopping. He didn't have to ask what this was or whatever. He could see, he could count his change. He could do all this stuff until a pretty girl was around or until he was in public and the people that knew him as a musician. And then all of a sudden he would start, and I'll quote Quincy Jones, he'd start bumping into walls and shit. According to Quincy Jones, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, neither one are as blind as we have always thought that they were. And I agree. hilarious. Changes when you open your eyes to that and realize that we've been fooled this whole time. It kind of changes your view on everything, that people are out there, you know, in the entertainment business, faking. They're out there faking to get your sympathy, to get you to buy things from them, to get you to buy their album, follow them, or support them. And, you know, they are simply actors who are playing a part, you know, in reality. So the other thing, the funny thing, the other bombshell, and this is really funny, about Quincy was asked if he had ever met the Beatles. Of course, he confirmed that he's met the Beatles, but his response to that question is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He said they are the most non-talented musicians he's ever met. He said neither one of them could play. They could barely play the instruments that they played. They were barely musicians. And then he goes to tell the story about Ringo Starr recording an album with Ringo Starr, I'm doing a song with him, and there was a very simple, if you're a drummer, you know there's a four-bar, four-four timing piece that Ringo Starr couldn't play, that he couldn't get, and it took 2 hours. They kept going over and over, and Ringo just couldn't get it, so they told Ringo, you know, you're getting frustrated, why don't you go out for a drink and come back, you know, take a break, come back, and then, you know, try it again. So when he left, they called in a jazz drummer, and the jazz drummer came and in 15 minutes played the part, left, recorded, pressed, mixed everything into the song. So when Ringo came back, Ringo said, okay, I'm ready to try this again. Well, let me listen to it. Let me listen to the part. And so they played the part, and he listened to it, and he said, wait a minute, that's not that bad. That's good, isn't it? And Quincy said, yeah, because it's not you, MF-er. So, another thing. And then he went on to say that Paul McCartney is the worst bass player that he's ever heard. Which, honestly, I've played bass. I play bass still. And I've listened to a lot of bass players. And Paul McCartney is one of the bass players that I paid attention to. And I was not impressed with anything that he did. Very basic, very easy. The thing that the Beatles are very good songwriters. They can write catchy tunes. They're kind of like the songwriters of today. You write a hit, ABC, 1, 2, 3, very simple, 3 chords, over and over, simple words. She loves you, yeah, 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 and you have a hit. And it's all timing. It's all, you know, the British invasion. It's all, you know, you get famous off of just being a very basic musician. But I agree, I've never ever, and I like the Beatles, I love a lot of the songs that the Beatles have done, however, I never considered them great musicians, just never, because they weren't. So I agree with that. But it's hilarious to hear someone confirm that. It's hilarious to hear someone like Quincy Jones, who's a mega producer who knows everything about music, kind of confirm that. The other thing that he talks about is Michael Jackson. And what he revealed about Michael Jackson just downright hilarious. He said that Michael is the most greedy MF-er that you would ever meet. Talks about how he would write songs and then people would help and they would write sections of songs that were hits. That Michael could easily pay them 10% for writing that song, but he wouldn't do it. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, I think is the name of the song. There was a musician that wrote the C-section. And Michael should have paid him for it, but he wouldn't. Michael stiffed Quincy. In fact, last year, Quincy won a $9.4 million lawsuit against the Michael Jackson estate for the 3 albums that he produced for Michael Jackson. And $30 million that was promised to him that was never paid to him. But he was awarded a third of that. So, in his opinion, Michael was very greedy. Also said Michael stole music. And there's a song by a guy, it's Donna Summer, and I think it's called Sounds of Pleasure, that Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Dionne Warwick, and many other artists sang background on. Well, Google that song. Google that Donna Summer song, and listen to it. Listen to the bass line in particular. Now, it's a fast tempo song, but the bass line to that song, it's the same bass line that what Michael Jackson did after doing background, after being a backup singer for the song. Michael went into the studio, stole the bass line, slowed it down, changed the key, slowed the bass line down, and wrote his biggest hit, Billie Jean, to the Donna Summer song. So Billie Jean is a stolen song. And of course, in true Michael Jackson fashion, he didn't give credit to the original songwriter. He didn't pay, he didn't ask. He just changed just enough to where they didn't notice it right off the bat. And then it was Michael who would say anything. So just really interesting story about it. Plastic surgeries, he used to give him a hard time about plastic surgery every time he'd get a facelift or whatever, a procedure done. Quincy was on him. Quincy would talk about him. He said Michael just would always make an excuse like he has some kind of a disease or he has a lump, a wart on his lung or something that had nothing to do with the actual surgery that he was getting. But in Quincy's opinion, the reason he got so many surgeries and so many facelifts and changes is because he was abused. And his dad used to always tell him he was ugly, and that was the trigger. That was the thing that would hurt Michael. And so his dad is responsible for his insecurity about his looks. And so he would always go and get plastic surgery and change his face and rearrange his nose and different things like that. So interesting stuff, kind of stuff that with Michael, I think about the plastic surgery, everyone knew that there was an issue there. But as far as him being greedy and things like that, I think we've heard that, but we didn't really know to the extent that he was, according to Quincy, a greedy MF-er. Now the other bombshell, and this one's to me a complete bombshell. To me, just changed everything that I think about the entertainment industry is Quincy's opinion about Marlon Brando. When Quincy said that Brando would go out dancing with them and he could dance, I mean, the guy could dance to anything. He was a great dancer, really cool guy. He was a genuine guy. But according to Quincy, Marlon Brando would have sex with anything, even a mailbox, according to Quincy, which is hilarious. But not only did he see him hook up with all kinds of women and different things, but he also hooked up with men. And in particular, James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye. Now, Richard Pryor's widow actually confirmed that Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando had a sexual affair. I never knew that until this interview. But Marvin Gaye? Really, Mr. Sexual Healing? Marvin Gaye, the soundtrack to many of our births, the soundtrack to many of our conceptions, many of our he was the Marvin, the gleam in our father's eye, had a soundtrack, Marvin Gaye in the background. And just to think and to know that Marvin Gaye was actually gay and hooked up with Marlon Brando, kind of mind-blowing. So just bombshells all around. I mean, Quincy dishing on everybody. I mean, snitching, really. Quincy snitching on everybody. Snitching on everybody. Check out this interview. Go to vulture.com. Quincy Jones interview. Listen to what this man has to say. It is hilarious. It is just something that will, like I said, it will change your opinion or change your view on the world. I mean, it's that profound what he's saying. And a lot of it is stuff that you thought, you and I already thought in the back of our minds, but we were like, no, that's improbable. Nobody would do that. Nobody would fake like they're blind for years. Quincy confirms it. It happened. These fools are faking. Anyway, crazy stuff. That's about 15 minutes of, I think it's like a 2-hour interview that I could tell you more things that he was saying, tell you more people that he snitched on and that he revealed. But that's all the time I'll take today to give you highlights of the Quincy Jones interview. Vulture.com. Check it out. It will blow your mind.